Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, August 25th, 2025. The Island Institute is hosting a four-part free screening series of its latest Climate of Change documentary called Aquaculture for People and Planet. They're having events planned in different locations around the state, and each event includes a public screening of the new short film, followed by a panel discussion with local aquaculturists, industry experts, and Island Institute staff. They say the new film, Aquaculture for People and Planet, quote, explores how Maine shellfish and seaweed businesses can lead the way in climate-friendly food production. The story centers on Island Institute's partnership with Bangs Island Mussels, a Casco Bay-based mussel and kelp farm, to identify opportunities to lower emissions to strengthen the business's economic and climate resilience, end quote. They say the film draws on a forthcoming set of greenhouse gas assessments commissioned by Island Institute in partnership with several Maine seafood businesses, as well as ongoing ocean acidification research conducted by Susie Arnold, Ph.D., senior ocean scientist at Island Institute, and Nicole Price, Ph.D., senior research scientist at Bigelow Laboratory for Ocean Sciences. The traveling presentation will make two stops in our area this week, the first one being tomorrow night, Tuesday, at the Neighborhood House in Northeast Harbor, and then Wednesday they'll be at Opera House Arts in Stonington. The moderator will be Sam Belknap, director for the Center for Marine Economy at the Island Institute, and Sam Feldman, community development officer at Island Institute, will be on the panel each night. They'll be joined by Lauren Simmons Gray, the owner of Cranberry Oysters from Cranberry Isles, on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, Abby Barrows, the owner of Deer Isle Oyster Company. These events are free and open to the public. Doors open at 6:30, and the program starts at 7, and they plan to conclude by 8:30. On Tuesday, they'll be at the Neighborhood House at Northeast Harbor, and on Wednesday, again, that's at Opera House Arts in Stonington. You need to register in advance to attend, and you can do that at islandinstitute.org/COC. And finally, the Maine Department of Health and Human Services Maine Center for Disease Control and Prevention are reminding people to take precautions against mosquitoes after announcing on Friday that mosquitoes in Portland have tested positive for West Nile virus. They're the first mosquitoes to test positive for any mosquito-borne illness in Maine this year. Four birds, wild birds, have tested positive for West Nile virus this year so far. The birds were from Kennebec, Sagadahoc, and York counties. Well, at least that's where they were found. Obviously, they can travel. There are precautions on the Maine CDC page, which you can find by linking to it from maine.gov. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.